While the few are honored, for most authors, high praise is less familiar than rejection, even authors who are now legendary.
I think it is clear that we can expect great things from you.
Well, maybe Harry Potter, but that wasn't clear about author J.K. Rowling when she started shopping around her first book about a boy wizard. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was turned down by a dozen publishers. Eventually, the children's division of Bloomsbury paid the modest sum of about $2,400 for the book and ended up making hundreds of millions from the magic at Hogwarts. Fellow blockbuster authors, including John Grisham and crime novelist Patricia Cornwell, collected their own stacks of rejection slips. One publisher turned down a Cornwell manuscript with the words, "It's too monochromatic." Patricia Cornwell spent years working at a morgue in Richmond, Virginia, to gather material for her writing and to earn a living.
First year went by, first rejection. Second year, second rejection. Third year, third rejection. And then I finally wrote Postmortem. And even when that finally got published, I couldn't afford to leave there. I couldn't support myself as an author. And then I wrote Body of Evidence, and next thing you know, in no time at all, I was a millionaire.
Patricia Cornwell's Dr. K. Scarpetta crime novels have sold more than 100 million copies worldwide in languages from Afrikaans to Vietnamese. Her 29th book, Red Mist, will be published next month. George Anders says discovering great writers is a challenge.
There's probably nothing harder than picking tomorrow's bestseller, particularly if you're going to authors who haven't had a big book before.
Anders is the author of The Rare Find, Spotting Exceptional Talent Before Everyone Else.
Editors like to believe that they can guess America's tastes, that they can figure out what kind of book we'll want to read, and again, they get proven cruelly wrong.
But of course, there are times they get it right. More than two dozen literary agents had turned Erin Morgenstern down when Richard Pine received her manuscript. He worked with her to revise her novel, The Night Circus. Now it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for 8 weeks. Pine says through all the rejections, the chance to discover and share new talent is still what it's all about.
This business is about that jolt of discovery, and everyone in publishing is in the business for those moments.
Something to give hope to everyone out there typing away on the next great novel. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.